Welcome to Shomach Shom on the Daf, Shirispanzo, Lurinish, Masar, and Biakosho, and Leah Basitzchok. We're holding over the Zohar Daf Menvov. The Gemara in Mudalef learns from the Pasuk Yibatim et Shmom in Mokrim Hu. Do you have to nickname the Avodah Zohar? Lechanois Lashem. Yochel Lashvach says the Gemara, no. Ela Leginai. You have to give a name which is disgraceful to Avodah Zohar, because it says, Shaket se shaktenu, betorv ke ta'avenu ke cherim hu. The Chidor in a Sefer Mar Zayin explains, what's the reason to be mechane and a bad name? Because by that, you overcome the klippos. The klippos represents the koiches, the powers of bad in the world. And by giving it a bad name, a disgraceful name, we speak about it in a derogatory way, you overcome them. And he brings the name of the Arizal. Now that's the kavanah to have. When you say in Aleinu Shabach, it says, Shem Yishtachavim lo hevel varik, umispalim el el lo yoshia. They should have in mind to be machnia the klippos, to get away all the bad things, the heavenly reek and lo yoshia. That's what he has in mind when he says Aleinu Shabach. Now what the Chidor brings alludes to what's brought down in a few of the Rishonim. It's brought down in the Siddur of Shlomo Megamazio, and the Rukas Aboiser of Avraham at Azriel, and they say the Kolbo brings it as well, just it was taken out by the censorship. And I heard this from my Rebbe, Ramush Shapir Zatzal, many, many times. So what's brought down over there clearly is that the word verik, lohevel varik, varik is the gematria. What's the numeric value of verik? It's 316, which is the same gematria of the word yesho. Yesho is the referring to yoshke. It's the Rosh Tevis of yemach shmoi v'zichri. So that's yesho. So we say varik, which is nothingness. We're referring to yoshke. That's the gematria of his name. And that's the kavanah they have in the word varik. And some of the Gisaurus in Siddur Shlomo Megamazio, and so is brought down in the Aruga Sabois that we mentioned, that the word Lohevel is the Gematria Mahmat. Now, who is Mahmat? They're referring to the head of Islam. The Khur is not Mahmat, is Muhammad. And Ramon Shapir Zitzal used to say that the Gematria is not Mahmat, is Muhammad. Even though it's one extra, we know the Ima Koil is not a problem, so therefore Lohevel is the Gematria Muhammad. And another gematria to this is brought down in the Sefer Mokar Chaim. The Baal Chavos Yori brings it, or Chaim Simon Kuf Lamed Beis. He says there's a girsa in Aleinu Shabach that we say Le'el Lo Yoshia. So Le'el Loi is gematria Mahmad, referring to Muhammad. But then he brings the Rambam. The Rambam says that's a mistake because his name wasn't Mahmad, it was Ahmad. But again, the way I heard it from my Rebbe, Ramon Shapir Zitzal, he said Le'hevel Varik is gematria Yesho and Muhammad. That's the reference that we have in mind when we say Hashem Yishtachavim Le'hevel Varik, talking the two big religions in the world which are not worshiping HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the right way, and we're saying they are bowing down to that, but we are bowing down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we're calling them Le'hevel Varik because based on our Gemara, that we're trying to use a Shem Gnai for whatever is not worshiping HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the right way. But just to add to this, and this is very fitting, this is the daf that is being learned, the daf of Tisha B'Av. We have to remember what the Rambam says in Hilchos Melachim, the end of Perek Yud Aleph. This Rambam was removed by the censorship, so many of the prints don't have it, but the old prints have it and the newer prints have it. The Rambam there brings and says that Machshavas Boi Re'olom Ein Koyach Ba'odom La'asigum. We don't know the Cheshbon Yishamayim. Says, you know why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave power to Yoshke and Muhammad to be able to create these religions? Zeliyasher Derech LeMelech HaMashiach. To make the world ready for Mashiach. And he explains how? Because the whole world is full of Divrei Mashiach, Divrei Torah, Divrei Mitzvahs. Even the furthest places in the world know about the concept of the Bible. They know about the concepts of the religion of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They know something. And even though they're worshipping in the wrong way, but they have shaykhs to this. And once Melech HaMashiach will come, then they all will realize that they made a mistake in how to worship, but they will understand exactly what we're talking about because they know the Bible, because they know many of the basics of religion that was given to them in the wrong way. So therefore, they'll be able to come and connect and be the of the Shechem Echod. So the world is being preparing to Mashiach with these two religions. So Le'hevel Varik, we're saying we're not worshiping them, but we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a reason why he brought them to the world, and it's all Liyasha Derech Lemelech HaMashiach. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shom email list to WhatsApp, please email shomachshom@gmail.com.